The Hindenburg circled over New York and is pointed for the base here at Lakehurst, where we are now broadcasting this description, just around sunset, the end of twilight right now, and raining, raining as hard as could be. Now, the ship has been over the field several times. Just a little piece from where I'm standing is the great mooring mast. To this mast is attached the nose of the airship. It is so constructed that as the winds change, the top of the mast can be turned, allowing the airship to swing with its nose always into the wind. Inasmuch as the Hindenburg is 811 feet long, the mast of necessity must be quite a distance from the hangars, allowing clearance of the ship if it swings around the mast. Now, we've been told that the airship is going to make an attempted landing in the rain, and if that is the case, we're going to have a mighty fine description of you because the men will have a difficulty in keeping footing in the sand, and especially since it's wet. Now, they're coming in to make a landing of the Zeppelin. I'm going to step out here and cover it from the outside, so as I move out, we'll just stand by a second. Well, here it comes, ladies and gentlemen. We're out now outside of the hangar, and what a great sight it is. A thrilling one. It's a marvelous sight. It's coming down out of the sky, pointed directly towards us and toward the mooring mast. The mighty diesel motors just roared, the propellers biting into the air and throwing it back into a gale-like whirlpool. The sun is striking the windows of the observation deck on the eastward side, and sparkling like glittering jewels on a background of black velvet. And every now and then, the propellers are caught in the rays of the sun, and their highly polished surfaces reflect circles of gold. The ship is riding majestically toward us like some great feather, riding as though it was mighty proud of the place it's playing in the world's aviation. The ship is no doubt bustling with activity, as we can see. Orders are shouted to the crew. The passengers are probably lining the windows, looking down at the field ahead of them, getting their glimpse of the mooring mast. It's practically standing still now. They've dropped ropes out of the nose of the ship, and it's been taken a hold of down on the field by a number of men. It's starting to rain again. The rain had slacked up a little bit. The back motors of the ship are just holding it just enough to keep it from... It bursts into flame.
It bursts into flame, and it's falling. It's crashing. Watch it. Get out of the way. Get this, Charlie. It's crashing terrible. Oh, my. Get out of the way, please. It's burning, bursting into flames, and it's falling on the mooring mast, and all the folks between it. This is terrible. This is one of the worst catastrophes in the world. Oh, it's flashing. 400 or 500 feet into the sky. It's a terrific crash, ladies and gentlemen. The smoke and the flames now, and the frame is crashing to the ground, not quite to the mooring mast. All the humanity and all the passengers screaming around here. I can't talk to people. His friends are out there. I can't talk, ladies and gentlemen. Honest, it's just laying there, a massive smoking wreckage. And everybody can hardly breathe and talk and scream. Lady, I'm sorry. Honestly, I can hardly breathe. I'm going to step inside where I cannot see it. Charlie, that's terrible. Listen, folks, I'm going to have to stop for a minute because I've lost my voice. This is the worst thing I've ever witnessed.